Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you. And thank you, Pat, for what you shared. It's amazing. It's lovely to have Pat and Jeannie with us at the moment. You're really welcome amongst us. Good to see Lindsay here as well. I've lost you. There you are. And family, it's great. Great to have you here. This morning, we were going to take a little bit of time just to look forward into the year that's coming up and just to think a little bit about what God might be saying to us as a church for 2015. And what I'm really aiming for this morning is to get you excited about some of the opportunities that we've got before us. And actually, by the end of this talk, to be really glad that you're a part of River Maidenhead, because God's doing some really great stuff here. Here is a reminder of our vision statement, which is the sort of banner that we live under here in Maidenhead, to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And we really want to try and work that out as a church, in our Sunday meetings, in our congregation life, and out in our community. And that's the framework that we've used over the last few years. And today what I want to do is I want to look at some of the good news stories that we've had this year as a church. I also want to have an honest look at what I said we were going to do this time last year and the stuff we haven't managed to get around to. And I want to give you an idea of some of the exciting things that God has put before us for this year. And then I just want to finish with just some thoughts that I hope are going to inspire you and encourage you to keep going in the year ahead. So, some good news stories from last year. We had Testimony Sunday last Sunday, and you were sharing personal stories of what God's done in your lives. But God has done some amazing things in the church and through the church. So I wanted to just throw it open for you to just shout out some things that you can remember God's done through River and in River in the last year. Deathly silence. Come on, people, get your thinking caps on. What have we done as a church? Larchfield Festival, how amazing. Hundreds of people through the Larchfield Festival in the summer. It was an extraordinary event. Larchfield Ladybirds, how amazing is that? Laura and her team, Annie, Heike, Fran, people like that, miss people out, sorry. Every Wednesday morning down in the Larchfield Community Centre running a parent and toddler morning. And the numbers have grown and grown and grown to the point where they're bursting at the seams and looking at doing other things with the ladies that really take them on a journey to know Jesus, which is amazing. Ladybirds has been great. What else? Larchfield Open Table, monthly community meal run by Linda Crew and her team. Team in conjunction with some of the other Larchfield churches. Again, dozens of people, hundreds of people have come through that this last year. Being able to pray with people, build relationships with people, people saying, we love coming here. We hear about God. We love our kids hearing about it. It's great. Jan, I saw that hand. Sozo appointments. If you haven't had a Sozo appointment, ladies and gentlemen, go on the website and book one. Amazing. Just time of transformation for yourself. What else? Behind Jan, it's at the back. The prayer place. We set the prayer place up where week after week after week, many of you, and I would hope all of you, will keep going to be blessed and encouraged to receive prophetic words to meet with God. That's been great. Thank you to Jan and her team for setting that up. What else? Santa's on the streets. I mean, how could we forget that? Don't we love doing that? Again, a brilliant time. Santa's and animals on the street this week, this year, which is a great time to engage with the community, invite them all to the Christmas production, this Christmas story. We had 300 plus people in here hearing the message of Jesus on the 21st of December, which was amazing. People who came from having seen the advert as well as being invited by all of you. Great. What else? Recharge R&R, yeah, another great venture going on, run by Hannah, Lucas, Georgie Graffam and their team, reaching families, meets down in the Larchfield Community Centre as well as other venues in Maidenhead. Anything else? Street Angels, yeah, we're part of Street Angels, that's fantastic. Going out Friday nights, Saturday nights, definitely Friday nights, yeah, meeting with the young people and not so young people out on the streets. What else? A Larchfield Easter Bonanza, yes. How can you all forget wearing bunny ears at Easter down in Larchfield? Yeah, we did that. We had 200 people through that, families, again, engaging with the Easter story. What else? Food Share. Yeah, we supported Food Share, did hampers for Food Share. Really important, supporting people in our town who are in need. Any other things? Healing on the Streets, yes, which is now the street prayer team, goes out once a month to meet with people on the street, pray with them. Homeless Shelter as well. We've been a part of that, which is running at the moment. Sorry. Yes, the mentoring. Do you remember we brought in the mentoring system for people to get together in twos, begin to spend time with one another to really grow relationship and connection? Going with that, small groups. Our small groups have expanded. We've got 3 new small group leaders who've stepped up. That's been really good. We've had 21 people in the last year join Maidenhead, for whatever means, sign up, register on their website to receive more information about what's going on a weekly basis in Maidenhead. We've had 3 people give their life to the Lord. We've got the amazing youth provision that we've now got in Mark and Ruth, taking on Edge and really driving that forward and helping our young people find a place in church, a place for themselves and a relationship with God. We did the Growing Afresh in God course to really encourage those who felt they just needed a bit of extra stimulus in their relationship with Jesus. Running down my list. We got most of these. Ignite, loads of Maidenhead people on Ignite, daytime Ignite and evening Ignite, our leadership development training course, amazing. Alpha, we've got an Alpha course running, come on, that's really great. Men's breakfast happening, we've had women's meetings happen throughout the year. Guys, it's been kind of busy, hasn't it? But hasn't it been great? And it's been a real pleasure and privilege to be a part of the leadership team here and to work with all of you guys to see God moving in us, in our meetings, and in our community. And there's one I just want to touch on, and I want to say a massive thank you to you guys, which is giving. Okay, financial giving. At the end of 2013, Maidenhead's giving into the River Network was £163,000. At the end of 2014, Maidenhead's giving into the River Network was £231,000. That's an increase of 70,000. Some of that came through a couple of large gifts that people made, but there was an increase in the core giving. And guys, that's amazing. Can I tell you what that enables us to do? And this is why it is so great that we give to the Lord. This year, Maidenhead has received £8,000 from River Church Network into our Vision Fund. So we've got £8,000 right there that we haven't got to raise ourselves to spend on outreach into our community. We've been given £2,500 to set up Messy Church in Larchfield. I'm going to get onto that. So that's £10,500. Mark and Ruth Middleton, we're able to pay them 2 days a month to support them in what they're doing with our youth, because their role is going beyond a volunteer youth champion. They're now part youth workers, so we're able to pay them. Colin's salary's gone back up to 5 days a week from 4. The other river churches are able to start projects like we're able to do this year, all because of that increased giving. So guys, I just want to say thank you. It's amazing to be in this place where we're able to say, come on, we've got some funds, let's go for some things. So thank you. That is amazing. Big deep breath, slurp of water. Okay, so an honest look. I believe in being accountable at what we didn't get done last year. Last year, we shared this in picture. I call this Sue's box. This is my friend Sue Pohl gave me this picture. She didn't know what we were thinking as a team and what was going through my head. Oh, my Lord, all these things we want to do, Lord, after the Reveal survey that we did, all this stuff we want to do, all these things, how are we going to do it? And she just said to me, Kerry, God's just given me this picture of a box with lots of drawers and there's treasure in them all. Just open them one at a time. Don't have to open them all at once. So we opened lots of drawers last year, as you'll have heard. But there are 3 that we didn't quite get open. One is we said we wanted to have a pastoral champion. So somebody who was going to draw together a pastoral team. Pastoral care happens, but not quite in organised fashion. a prayer champion we wanted to bring on board to really promote prayer within our church, to really begin prayer initiatives, and we haven't managed to get that person in place yet. And we also haven't managed to get together the Welcome Plus team that we talked about, which was dedicated people who are on hand to welcome new people and really bring them into the life of the church. So though we just simply have not got round to those or found the right people that God's brought our way. So they're our priorities for this year, but hands up, we didn't get that done, and we said we hoped to do so. If you'd like to be involved with any of those, let me know. Quite seriously, you know, we're really saying to the Lord, who are the people who could really have a passion and a heart? And so if you do, let me know. We brought a lot in last year, and I really felt as I prayed about the coming year that what the Lord wants us to do as a church is just to keep going and bed things in. You know, I thought as gardeners, we went out last year and we planted a load of plants. Now we could just leave them to get on with it and carry on over here and plant a load more. But actually, I really believe what God wants us to do as a church is to tend those plants, those things that we've started, to feed them, to bed them in, to look after them, to prune them, to encourage them, because they will bear enormous fruit. And I really felt God say, hang in there, guys. And this is the scripture that he gave me. With all this going on for us, my dear, dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time and effort. And I believe that's just God's word to us in season at this time. Guys, you know, we've kind of brought in a lot. Everything going on for us, let's stand our ground. Let's not hold back. Let's throw ourselves into the work that God has put before us, and let's be confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time. No act of service that you give Jesus is a waste of time. You are spreading the kingdom, bringing in the kingdom of God, whether you're welcoming on the door, out in the community, making a meal in the community centre, whether you're serving a mum and a toddler, whatever you're doing in your workplaces, nothing, if it's done for Jesus, is a waste of time. And what we want as we go through this year is to see us as individuals transformed by the love and power of God. And what we want to see is our church family transformed, to be a really safe and welcoming place for people to come along and go on their journey of faith with the Lord. And we want to see our local community transformed with the kingdom of God coming. Because we want to be a church, I say this every year, that has left the building. It's good being in the building, guys, isn't it? It's good being here where we get strength and encouragement and we love being together. But we need to leave it and get out there and take the kingdom of God to the communities, the workplaces, the friendships, the families that we're a part of. There are some things that God has dropped into our hearts for this year. Having said all I've said about bedding things in, there are some things that I want to share with you which are really exciting. The first one is that we have booked this year's Larchfield Easter Bonanza. If you too want to dress as a bunny, this is your moment. Do you know, to be a part of River Church, if you're a guest here this morning, it really helps if you have a sense of humour about yourself and you don't mind dressing up, because we do it quite a lot. Saturday the 4th of April, down in the community centre, please come. Please come and serve the families. We were overrun last year with families who came down. We had Easter-themed crafts and activities and bunny hunts, egg hunts. It was an amazing time. Please do put that in your diary. And this is the next really exciting thing. That is going to lead on to the launch of this. Larchfield Messy Church. It is coming. Starts Sunday, the 12th of April. This venture is being led by James Clary, who's getting together a team. And basically what this is church in Larchfield once a month on a Sunday afternoon for a couple of hours. So it's building on what goes on in Larchfield Open Table, the community meal, but it's that kind of halfway house. It's not in here with all of us where we're all a bit scary. But it's not the strictly community events that we do. It's this place where it is church for the community. So we're going to be inviting families to come. There'll be hospitality, there'll be craft, there'll be activities, there'll be worship and songs. There will be a message appropriate to the audience that are there. And it will be church. And we are really excited about this. James is super passionate about it. And we've got the funding for it. We've got funding from River to launch it for this coming year. If you would like to be involved, you are welcome to come. James is drawing together a team. Let him know if you're interested. It's going to be a couple of hours, once a month on a Sunday afternoon, and probably an hour's preparation mid-month. I think that's Annie's nodding at me. James is a busy man. It's going to be low, what's the word I'm after? Low burdens, not burdensome. But it's fantastically exciting. And the opportunities to spin off from that in terms of alpha courses or small groups in Larchfield, really building the church in Larchfield, are enormous. So, meeting Wednesday, 11th of February, 8 o'clock, Mark and Ruth's house. If you're interested in any way, shape or form, let James know or me know and come along. And Larchfield Festival. Saturday the 5th of September. Put that in your diary. Can you believe it? All these dates, how organised are we? It's just another amazing opportunity to invest in the community and bless the community. So it's in your diaries. Get ready, people. It's going to be really, really good. There's one thing that I want to share with you. Which is this. We've met in Desborough School, Desborough College now for 7 or 8 years. It's been a great venue for us. They've blessed us. It has all the things that we need, but it's not our home. And there would be so much we could do as a church if we had our own place, in terms of being able to open that up, do community events from it, have our meetings there. And it's something that's been in my heart for a long while. And, you know, I was just talking to the Lord and saying, okay, well, here I am leading Maidenhead for this amount of time, whatever this amount of time is. What's going to be the legacy? What's going to be? And it began to bubble in my heart about us finding a home, which has been on the back burner for a long time. And then a few things happened with Desborough. We had a few sticky things over Christmas, and it began to burn in me again. And I was thinking, it'd be so good if we could find somewhere that's our own home. Years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I had a prophecy from Jim Paul, who came through. You may or may not know him. Very accurate prophetic words over me and some of the Maidenhead team at that time, saying, God has a building for you, but you need to honour where you are now. So that's what we've been doing. We've been honouring where we are in Desborough. But I'm just getting this feeling that there might be more for us. So I asked the office, could you begin to look around and just see what there might be? Just put some feelers out. And they began to send out some emails. And the next day, I was watching a video cast of some leadership training. An hour and a half of it, all on unrelated stuff. And right at the end, the man said this. There's somebody there that's looking for a building. There's a breakthrough coming in acquiring buildings. There's a miracle building coming. Getting that building is going to be easier than you think. If you think that's you, then do something. Take a positive step forward towards that. Open a bank account and put a pound in it. And in that moment, I just felt like God say, so what are you going to do? It seems massive, doesn't it? That's why I've called it a miracle building. But in that moment, I just believe God spoke to me as a leader and said, well, what are you going to do? So I spoke to the office and I've opened an account. It's called the Miracle Building account. And I didn't put a pound in it. I transferred £100 into it because I'm serious. I want to partner with God and see what God's going to do. So I'm not standing here and saying to you, by the end of this time next year, we're going to be in a new building. I don't know the time scale. I'm just saying I've put a stake in the ground for Maidenhead Congregation. And I want to see what God has for us. And I want to partner with God, whatever that may mean in terms of a walk of faith and belief and supernatural provision. I want to go on that adventure with him. And I just invite you to come with me on that adventure. In faith, in prayer, you may want to give. I don't know. I would urge you not to take away from your core river giving. Because I've just shared everything that enables us to do. But if you're able to give from time to time into the Miracle Building Fund, sacrificially, an offering. I really felt God say, I want this building to be built on offering. Sacrificial offering. So just as a personal commitment into it, once a month, Jonathan and I are going to put an amount in over and above our ordinary giving. Just investing slowly and steadily and partnering with God in what he might do. If you want to do that, there's no pressure. If you want to do that, put your gift whenever in an envelope, mark it Miracle Building, and we'll keep adding it. And let's go on an adventure with God and see what he does. So it's the first of the month, first one in the Miracle Building Fund. Let's see what God does. So we are almost out of time. All of these things are just projects unless we have a heart and a passion for Jesus behind them. They're just good plans unless we're walking with him. And I watched the National Television Awards a couple of weeks ago, and Lenny Henry was profiled, who was the co-founder of Comic Relief. And for 30 years, he's given his life into Comic Relief. And that organization has raised £950 million for causes all around the world. And I was struck by the legacy that he's leaving. And I just felt, what legacy am I going to leave? That's my birth date. I don't know what my end date is, and there's a dash in the middle. That dash is my life. What is my life going to count for? What am I going to give my life into? I want to give my life for Jesus. I want to have adventures with him and run with him and bring his kingdom into this world. And I invite you to come with us as part of River Church in that. Jesus said this, and I go back to this time and again because I so easily get pulled off. Don't collect for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But collect for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I want my treasure to be Jesus. And I want to invest my life in that and see what treasure in heaven that is. And I just want to encourage us just to give our lives afresh to Jesus and to his purposes for us in this world. He has an amazing adventure for every one of us. I just want to take this moment to just refocus our eyes on him afresh. To just say, you know what, Jesus? This is a fresh year coming up. And I'm going to put my hand in yours and I'm going to partner with you. And I just want to urge you just to serve as well as you can with courage and sacrifice. I was asked in a leadership forum, what do you see River Church Maidenhead in 3 years or 5 years? So I dreamed big. And the person said, and what's the major obstacle to that happening? And I sat and I thought, actually, it's a lack of people. Parents, just give me 2 minutes. It's a lack of people to serve and to lead. And I would just encourage you all, God has so much for every single one of us. You know, 3 years ago when I was asked to do this job, I was like, you have to be joking. But in serving, God gives you what you need. He gives you the grace. You grow as you do it. The journey and the adventure with him is amazing, and we can each have that in our own ways and whatever he calls us to. So I would just really encourage you all, urge you all to do whatever you can to serve with courage and with sacrifice, because we're investing in something that is beyond this world and will transform lives. We've talked about this over the year, our spiritual journey. The journey we go on from just exploring Jesus to growing in him, to being close to him, to being Jesus-centered. And I think really what I'd want to urge every one of us to do, don't neglect your relationship with Jesus. Don't let these programs, this church, be what drives you, but let it be your relationship with Jesus day by day. Invest in it. Invest in your time with Jesus. Invest in your own worship, your own prayer, whatever it is connects you with him. This church, I want this church to be founded on people who love Jesus, whose hearts are after him, who grow their relationship with him. Out of that comes the amazing stuff that he wants to do through us. So I would just encourage you afresh at the start of this to really invest in Jesus for yourselves this year. I just want to finish now with a quote and a little clip. The quote is this, and I shall have a slurp of water first because it's long. I love this quote. Okay. The aim of God in history is the creation of an all-inclusive community of loving people. With God himself included in this community, and being its most glorious inhabitant. Such a community lives under the immediate and total rulership of the Holy Spirit. They are a people blinded to all other loyalties by the splendor of God. A compassionate community embodying the law of love as seen in Jesus Christ. They are an obedient army of the Lamb of God, living under the spiritual disciplines. A community in the process of total transformation from the inside out. A people determined to live out the demands of the gospel in a secular world. They are tenderly aggressive, meekly powerful, suffering and overcoming. Such a community constitutes a new gathering of the people of God. May God Almighty gather such people in our day. I want us to be those people. And you know what? We can do it because God is for us and not against us. So let's keep going. Let's keep moving. One of the themes of our last vision meetings has been, let's move. Let's keep moving on with him. He has so much for us individually, for our families, our friendships and our communities. Let's grow as a family in our relationships together. Let's love one another, because it's as we love one another, the world will know who he is. And I just want to finish with a tiny little clip that we showed the other year, which just sums that up. Let's move.